USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol Attack Commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House and the ranking member of the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. 34 million drivers are expected to hit the road over this holiday weekend. They're going to be seeing some higher gas prices, with the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline over $3 a gallon. Although things have stabilized after a pipeline attack 3 weeks ago. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end, so he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, went to the folks who own the house, he climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly 24 states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The manhunt continues in California for a suspect accused of killing a toddler.
Last week, a 6-year-old boy was shot and killed during an apparent road rage incident in Orange County, California, and the gunman remains at large. Hayden Leos was sitting in a booster seat in the back seat when he was struck by gunfire on the northbound 55 around 8:10 a.m. Pacific. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer on Fox News says they will move heaven and earth to find the culprits.
Let me make something very clear. I introduced myself to this male and female who were in that Volkswagen yesterday. It was my first public statement. And I said, my name's Todd Spitzer. I'm the district attorney of Orange County, California. I'm not the district attorney of L.A. County or the district attorney of San Francisco. You did your crime in the wrong county, and now you're going to have to face me. I am not one of these woke DAs who just looks the other way on these serious crimes and actually thinks that the shooter is a victim. These people killed a young person in cold blood.
Mr. Spitzer says they're looking for an unusual car for Southern California. It's a white Volkswagen that appears to look like a station wagon. It has a sunroof. A man and a woman were in the car at the time of the shooting. To report something or turn in dash cam video from the 55 freeway on Friday, May 21st, call 1-800-TEL-CHP. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.